USDA officials from APHIS and ARS told Congress they will stockpile commercial vaccine to combat avian flu that could return this fall after devastating poultry flocks in 21 states this summer. APHIS Deputy Administrator for Veterinary Services, Dr. John Clifford, said research continues on a high-path avian flu vaccine, but commercial vaccine will be stockpiled for a possible fall outbreak.
We will have vaccine availability in our stockpile for the migration period. There are several companies, actually, besides the research that they're doing, there are several companies that have vaccines that they're prepared to have available.
Some lawmakers question how effective those vaccines will be while research is continuing. Clifford suggested they would be the most effective to date, but he stressed other precautions, especially on-farm biosecurity, monitoring of wild birds that spread the disease, and the need to cull livestock as quickly and humanely as possible will be needed.
It's important to get that done within 24 hours. If we don't, and we continue to have more birds dying from the virus, then there's more virus in the environment and more spread. And we know this to be a fact.
When avian influenza hit just a few months ago, 48 million chickens and turkeys died or were culled in 21 states and millions of dollars were spent. Clifford said APHIS is hiring hundreds more health technicians and veterinarians, but it may not be enough.
It is a limiting factor. In other words, how many people we can get trained and ready by the fall. Within USDA, APHIS Veterinary Services, we're probably, in a worst-case scenario, we're going to be needing probably 10 response teams to prepare for a worst-case scenario, and maybe even more.
Dr. Clifford said planning is underway for a worst-case scenario in the fall, and even though he doesn't expect it, he said USDA will be ready.